This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2012 at Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Christian Dreves, who's the CEO of Diamond. Christian, you've done an impressive briefing here earlier today. Two pretty interesting products that involve the development of artificial intelligence for aircraft. One of those is fly-by-wire, but the other is an autonomous helicopter for the reconnaissance and sensor market. Tell us a little bit about the thinking behind that and the direction you're going with that, because ultimately this helicopter, when it comes out of the box, will be able to fly itself.
Yeah, the helicopter is a fully robotic system, which is a little bit beyond a regular unmanned aircraft. The helicopter can do some of own decisions, for example, landing. Before it's landing, it is scanning the ground and decides then on which spot it's landing. The airplane also can decide by itself when it's running out of fuel how to land. But it also, when it's out of sight or it's lost contact, the airplane then can still fulfill its mission autonomously and flies back. So the target of this helicopter is to replace all the sensors a pilot would have if he would sit in the airplane. It also has a sense and avoid system, which can see a wire in within more than 1,000 feet in a snowstorm.
And how does it, is that via radar or infrared?
This is a kind of a radar system, but it's combining various kind of radars, not only one.
Now, this is not a conceptual project. This aircraft has actually been built and is about to enter serious flight test.
Yeah, it is now in the flight test, and it has two engines from Diamond Aircraft, Astra engine, two rotary engines. It's a twin engine concept with three redundant system. First, if one engine fails, the helicopter still can continue to fly home. Number two, in case both engines fails because of fuel starvation, or a gearbox problem, then the airplane has an auto-rotation system. And if all of that fails, then the aircraft has a parachute, at least to recover a big part of it. It will be damaged because the parachute will pop out from the side because it cannot go through the top.
Now, you've made a major market inroads with the DA-42 as a sensor platform, so you've really tapped into this rising demand for airborne sensors, and this is part of that. So who are the buyers for this helicopter?
Our customers in the moment for our airborne sensing airplanes, they are now flying over 100 of them in 28 different countries. And most of our customers also ask for a helicopter which can carry approximately 250 pounds of additional payload. That means with full fuel, 250 pounds of sensors. And there are not too many options in the moment, so I'm glad that I think we can fulfill a big demand with this new product.
What kind of endurance does it have?
It can hover without ground effect over the spot 3 hours and 50 minutes, and it can fly 6.5 hours. But of course, if you reduce the payload, then you can increase the fuel capacity easily, and then the airplane can go up to 8.5 hours and more than 1,000 kilometers.
And those are rotary engines. Those are the Astro rotaries, the 55s, I think you said. And do they burn gasoline or heavy fuel?
In the moment, our rotary engines are burning gasoline, but any kind of gasoline. Low grade, high grade, it doesn't really matter.
And then moving on to the other exciting project. That when we were at Diamond a month ago, they were working on a project for a fly-by-wire, which I thought was in the distance, like more than a year off. But you're saying that's about ready to fly?
No, we had the team from the authorities and all the team members in the fly-by-wire program, which is called SAFA. And this happened this week. And next week, we expect, if the weather is nice, the first flights with fly-by-wire system.
And where do you think that technology is going to go as far as its evolution? If you get the flight testing done, what kind of a product do you think it will yield?
So our hope is to have the product ready on the market, but it's not only depending on us. It also depends on our team partners. One of them is Rheinmetall. And I hope that we have a finished product end of 2014. And then, of course, a lot of small aircrafts can be fitted with this system. And most of the aircrafts which we are building after 2014, let's say the bigger aircrafts like DA-52 maybe, but DJET and all the other things which we are going to develop, will have a fly-by-wire steering as an option, and maybe in a few years from now, a standard.
Well, thank you very much for this update, Christian. It's very interesting technology.
Thank you, Paul.
We've been speaking with Christian Dries, CEO of Diamond Aircraft. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2012 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.